This is a Domino's Pizza store. A store of pizza specialists. Pizza is the only thing Domino's Pizza makes. It enables them to do it right, starting with the freshest ingredients. Nothing is ever frozen, dehydrated, processed, or powdered. It's a wholesome, nutritious meal in itself. For hot, friendly, fast delivery, call Domino's Pizza.
Check your Yellow Pages directory for the Domino's Pizza store near you, limited delivery area.
Hello, everybody. This is Matt, the operator, and you're listening to The Phone Show. Today is Thursday, October 20th, 2016. Today we're going to call some Domino's Pizza restaurants and get their customer names and addresses so we can call them and tell them about all the problems with their pizzas. You may think your information is secure when you order a pizza, but nope. I'm going to show you just how easy it is to trick a Domino's employee out of customer names and phone numbers.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Dave speaking.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling from Domino's Corporate. How are you doing today?
Jay. Good, and how are you?
I'm doing great. We're actually calling because we wanted to know if you're having any problems with your computers today, because we haven't been receiving any orders on our end.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to ask my manager. Or did you want me to put the manager on?
Well, actually, all I need to find out is, are you been able to take some orders? Because according to our end here, we're showing as if you've been closed all day, and we know that can't be right.
May I ask your name? You're Steve?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you say your name was Steve from corporate?
No, it's Dave.
Dave? All right. 1 minute for me, Dave.
Okay.
Hey, are we having any problems with our computer? Dave from corporate wanted to know. Are we having any problems with our computers? Dave from corporate wanted to know.
Our host 2 computer.
Okay. Our host.
Okay.
It's our host 2 computer order screen is too small and it keeps closing us out.
Okay, but have you been able to take any orders today? Has anybody successfully been able to order pizzas either online or for carryout?
Yeah, we've been able to take orders, right?
Yeah.
He says that they haven't been receiving any orders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what we'll need to do is I've got a ticket I've got to send back over at IT. It sounds like it must be a network issue on our end, though.
Mm-hmm.
In order to put information in the ticket to troubleshoot, I do need some information from just the last maybe 2 or 3 orders so that I can plug it through and see if they can find them.
Oh. Well, our orders on our end is working.
I understand that, but there seems to be a network issue that's causing trouble on our end, and so I just need to get that resolved with IT. You'd be able to give me the information from the most recent 3 orders so I can put those through and see if they pull up if I try to look them up manually?
Yes, sir.
Do you have the most the customer's name and phone number for the most recent order?
The most recent order? Yeah, let me see. So, I gotta close out, make sure.
Okay.
Alright, so our most recent order seems to be a delivery. Alright. And that delivery was for Gabriel. The name is Gabriel. Do you want to know how to spell it?
Yes, please.
G-A-B. R-I-E-L.
Okay.
And then last name.
Okay.
Address.
Okay, and what's the phone number on that order? And what was that? Was that for a pizza or was that for some of our other specialty items like the chicken?
Alrighty, well that was for, this order was for 2 pizzas, 1 Hawaiian, a specialty pizza, a regular pizza with pepperoni and pineapples, a 16 piece form by 6 dipping cups, 2 salads, and 2 salads.
So 2 pizza and 2 salads?
2 pizzas, 2 salads, 6 garlic cups, and parm bites. 1 bag of parm bites, 16.
Okay, and let me try that. Okay, I'm not seeing that one in the system. Let me try the next one, see maybe if the next one will pull up.
All right, you want the next person?
Yes. Yes, please.
Did you want it to be carry out or deliver?
Let's try a carry out one.
Let's try a carryout. Okay. All right. So our most recent carryout is Let's see. Her name is Shelly. Alrighty, and her name is Shelly. She didn't have a phone number in, but her order was a medium pepperoni and sausage and a medium ham and sausage. Or did you need to carry out with the phone number?
With the phone number would help for the Chris. When I submit the ticket to IT, I have to put all that in the take trouble form.
All right, I'm gonna find you the latest carry out with the phone number. Just found it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, our name, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, last name.
Okay.
Phone number 75. He even has his address up here. Do you need that too?
No, but I do need the time that there was. Is this one that's already been picked up or one that's still pending?
Curtis. I'm sure if he hasn't picked it up, it's in the warmer.
Okay. And do you know when that order was placed? Do you have a time?
This order was placed at 6:47 p.m. And yeah, it's completed. Yeah.
Okay. And what was ordered? Was that just a pizza?
Yes, sir. It was one large pizza, and it was barbecue with pepperoni, chicken, and bacon.
Barbecue, pepperoni, and bacon?
Barbecue, pepperoni, chicken, and bacon.
Chicken, bacon.
Yeah.
All right. Let me try that one.
Did it pop up on the computer?
No, not that one. Let me try one more. Let me try another delivery. And
another
if that
delivery?
One will pop up, then I'll just have to send this back to IT and just let them know what we found out.
All right. So our second most recent delivery was for Catherine, but she put her first name first, so it's...
Okay. And what's the phone number?
9 address.
All right. And what was ordered?
She ordered a large pepperoni pizza, a large deluxe pizza, and 2 20-ounce bottles of Coke.
And 2 20-ounces?
Of Coke.
Of Coke. All right, let me try putting that one through.
All right.
Okay, I'm not finding that one either, so it definitely looks like it's a network issue on our end. Good news is it does not seem to be affecting things on your end, because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to place any orders today. So there's nothing you need to worry about on your end, but I am going to send a ticket to IT, and they should be able to get everything resolved. We shouldn't need anything else. I was able to verify what I needed to know. But
right.
If they have any further questions, they'll contact you. But unless you have any trouble on your end, just continue business as usual.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for your help.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. It really is that easy to trick Domino's out of information. Now let's call Curtis about his pizza.
What?
Hi, is this Curtis?
Yeah.
Hey, Curtis, this is Dave over at Domino's. You ordered a pizza from us a little while ago this evening?
Yeah.
Okay.
My son just picked it up.
Awesome. You haven't started eating it yet, have you?
No, why?
Okay, yeah, we made a bit of a mistake here. You see, Domino's is very proud of our store's history, and actually in 1976, we buried a time capsule under the store. Actually, the old store. There was an older store that used to be here.
And don't eat that pizza. Don't eat that pizza.
Yeah, we buried a time capsule, and we had put some of our pizza dough in there. And when we ended up digging it up today, because, you know, it's 40 years ago exactly that we buried it. And we accidentally
made
your pizza with the wrong dough. We used dough from 1976 to make your pizza.
They made dough from 1976. You got to take it back. Don't eat it. It's wrong. It's messed up. They just called me. I mean, look.
Yeah, so did you want us to start making you a fresh one now with new
dough? Yeah, make me a fresh one right now. We'll come get it.
Okay, yeah, let me do that. Now, did you want the same thing or did you want to get more?
Yeah, the same thing.
Okay, we'll just remake the order then, and we're sorry about the inconvenience there. So we're actually, what we'll do is if you just bring us back the old pizza, because we want to put
we'll bring back the old pizza.
Yeah, we want to put it back in our time capsule to open again another 40 years. But what we'll do is we'll give you...
Because this pizza's 40 years old to go.
Yeah, we'll give you a $200 Domino's gift card to cover today's purchase and future purchases.
They're going
to
give us a $200 Domino's gift card to cover this purchase. Okay? No problem.
Oh,
I will take care of it.
All right, while Curtis is waiting for his new pizza to be made, let's check in with Gabrielle and see how she's doing with her new pizza order.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm calling you from Domino's.
Yes.
Hey, you ordered a pizza for delivery a little while ago. Has that pizza arrived yet?
No.
Okay, so it's still on its way then.
Okay.
Okay, so what we'll need to do is we actually, I noticed you'd order, one of the pizzas you ordered was a Hawaiian pizza.
Uh-huh.
And we actually made a mistake when we took the payment. We actually get our, you know, we want to make our Hawaiian pizzas authentic. And so we actually import our pineapples all the way from Hawaii. And there's actually a pineapple shortage in Honolulu right now. And so we forgot to charge you the pineapple tax. When they deliver the pizza, you can just add it in with the rest of the tip, but we're going to need you to pay an extra $15 for the pineapple tax.
What?
Yeah, I guess there's a shortage over there.
So,
no, it's not. Unfortunately, it's actually quite tragic. There's over in Honolulu, Hawaii, where we import our pineapples from, they're actually having
a crop
shortage.
Yeah, we don't want it. I'm not paying an extra $15 for that.
Okay, I mean, we've already made the pizza, and it's on its way. I mean, we can definitely give you some coupons that you can use on a future visit, but we will need to collect the pineapple tax because we get fined if we don't collect it.
Can I talk to a manager?
Sure, just a moment.
Yes, hi, this is Bob Sonderman, the manager.
Hi. I was not aware of this pineapple tax. I would have never placed the order for the pizza had I been aware of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. There's been a shortage in Hawaii from pineapples, and it's just costing us a lot of money to get them imported, you know, from overseas, you know?
Yeah.
And we're sorry about that, but there's nothing we can do. I mean, we can cancel your order if you like, or you can pay the $15, extra dollars.
Hey, it's $15 extra for pineapple, or we can cancel our order. Yeah, because they have a pineapple shortage.
We could take pineapple off and put coconut instead, if you like. That's no extra charge.
Well, no, they already made it, and it's on its way. You know?
All right, fine, we'll pay it, but I'm not happy right now.
Oh, well, we can take the pineapple off, and we can put on coconut instead, if you like. Some coconut shaving?
No. No.
Are you sure? I mean, that's free.
No, I don't. He don't like coconut, not coconut either.
We make sure you're happy, whatever happens.
Well, I'm sure I wouldn't be the only one upset paying an extra $15.
Yeah, I know it's a little ridiculous, but it's just the way the government is with the money and stuff.
Yeah.
So you like us to send it anyway? So.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, I wish we could do something about it, but there's nothing we can really do. Except we'll give you some free coupons. So. We can do it.
I don't know. And next time, I guess maybe a disclaimer or something. So can y'all just tack it on the bill, or because I'm like still skeptical if this is legitimate or not.
Oh yes, we can do that for sure.
Okay.
Because I don't want to tack it on here because it's still, you know.
Well, my associate can help you with anything else you need. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, this is Dave again.
Hey.
Hey, were we still sending that pizza out to you then? Were you able to get everything taken care of with Bob?
Yeah, I guess. But
right.
I don't want to tack it on here. This doesn't seem legitimate to me, so I'd rather you guys, if this is real, I'd rather y'all add it on at the store.
Okay. We can, let me see. I know we've already sent it out, so I can't modify the order. But what you can do is I'll call the driver, and what you can do is just whatever your tip would be, you can just add $15 to the tip, and then we'll just take care of that here.
Okay.
All right.
This is legitimate, right?
It is. I'm sorry. There's a shortage over in Hawaii, and that's caused some issues.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Next time, give us a disclaimer because I'm sure I'm not the only one pissed off right now.
Okay. I'll definitely. We were actually trying to get in touch with corporate to have them post that on our website because it doesn't show up online right now. We really need to have that put on there. But we appreciate your understanding, though. And what we'll do is we'll send you out some coupons so that you can use to at least save some money on a future purchase.
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have a great afternoon. Enjoy your pizza.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, looks like somebody's getting a very good tip tonight when they deliver that pizza. You're welcome, Domino's delivery driver. So now let's check in with Catherine and see how she's enjoying her pizza.
Hello.
Hi, is this Catherine?
Yes.
Hey, Catherine, this is Dave. I'm calling you from Domino's.
Yes.
You ordered a pizza for delivery a little while ago, and it looks like two bottles of Coke. All right, and I'm actually calling because we had a little problem with your order. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but one of our new employees, Chad, he's really addicted to Coca-Cola, and it turns out he actually opened up both of your 20-ounce bottles of Coke and drank them, and then it looks like he filled them up with Pepsi and then resealed them. So we actually sent you two bottles of Pepsi, even though they were labeled as Coke. So we just wanted to see if you were okay with that.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Actually, that's actually only one of the things I was calling for. For the large pepperoni pizza you ordered, I don't know if you know this or not, but this is actually the store's 40th anniversary. We actually opened up in 1976, and we actually buried a time capsule under the store exactly 40 years ago today. And we dug it up today for its anniversary. It was a big celebration with all the employees. But we accidentally, when we made the pepperoni pizza, we had the time capsule sitting on the counter next to the prep area. And we accidentally used the dough from the time capsule. So we actually sent you a 40-year-old pizza. So I just wanted to make sure you haven't eaten that one yet, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you're not allergic to any of the ingredients in gluten or anything like that, because that pizza dough has been buried under the store for 40 years now.
Okay.
I just want to make sure you're...
Are you joking me or what? What's going
on
here?
No, I'm actually serious. We're actually firing Chad tonight. He's caused just so many issues for the store. But we just wanted to make sure you were okay, because, I mean, we fed you a 40-year-old pizza dough. I mean, we got to make sure everybody's okay.
Okay.
So you're not feeling sick or anything?
No, I'm already sick. I've already got bronchitis.
Okay, and have you eaten...
So hopefully I don't get...
Now, have you eaten the entire pizza yet, or just a couple slices of the pepperoni?
A couple slices, yeah.
Okay, what we'll do is if you've only eaten a couple of slices, can you actually bring the old pizza back to the store so we can replace it with a new one?
Well, I don't feel well. That's why I had it delivered. I don't really feel like getting out to bring the pizza back.
Okay.
Do you need this pizza back? I mean, like, is it serious? Is it that serious that you need 40-year-old crust?
We do. It's actually part of our celebration. We're actually everything in that time capsule, it's actually supposed to be an 80-year time capsule. So this is actually only the halfway point. We're actually supposed to rebury it tonight at midnight and open it again in another 40 years. We kind of need the.
I don't think anybody would know the difference if you just use new dough.
Well, we would. We're very proud of our corporate history, but we also don't want you to get sick by eating the rest of the pizza. So we do need the rest of that pizza back. Now, if you bring it in, we'll give you a new pizza and we'll give you a gift card to, you know, take for your trouble.
Yeah.
We do need that one back, if that's all right.
Okay.
All right, would you be able to bring it over? We're open today until about 10 o'clock. So if you can bring it back this evening, and when you get there, just let them know that you got the 40-year-old pizza, and they'll make you a fresh one.
Okay, no problem.
All right, well, thanks so much for choosing Domino's, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So you may be thinking, this must be an isolated incident. This can't possibly work more than once. Well, it sure can. Let's call another Domino's in a different city and try this one again.
Dave calling Domino's. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Dave calling from Domino's Corporate. How are you doing this evening?
Not bad. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling because we've noticed that we haven't had any orders from your computers lately, so we were just calling to find out if you were having any issues with your computer system.
No. I just took an order, actually.
Okay, so you are able to take orders then?
Yeah.
Okay, looks like it might be a network issue then, so I better fill out a report and send it over to IT. I do have a form I need to fill out in order to get that trouble taken care of. Would you be able to give me the information from the most recent orders so I can see if they pull up manually?
Hold on. Let me have you talk to the GM.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with the manager?
Yeah, this is the general manager.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling from Domino's Corporate. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm actually calling. It looks like you may be having a network trouble. I was just speaking with one of your associates. Sounds like you're able to take orders just fine. But we're not actually seeing any of the orders on our end. We're thinking it may be a network issue. So I got to get a trouble report sent over at IT so they can figure out what's going on. Would you be able to give me the most recent information from the order so I can see if I can pull them up manually, like put that in the report?
Yeah, of course. Do you want just the very last order?
Probably the most three recent orders would be fine. I just need the customer's first name, what they ordered, and then the phone number, and I'll see if I can pull them up.
Okay. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So the first person's name is Luis, Louise.
Okay.
Phone number is...
Okay. And what did she order? Was it just
They ordered... it was a medium pan pizza, double pepperoni.
Okay. And was that the only thing that was on the order?
Yep.
Okay. And was that a carryout or a delivery order?
A delivery.
And do you know about what time that order was placed?
That was... Let's see... 7:24.
Okay, let me see if I can pull that one up. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not able to find that one in the system. Let me try another one. Do you have another one?
Okay, this one's for 7:20.
Okay.
And then for Kenneth, and their phone number is area code, and
okay.
They... ordered a large hand toss, pepperoni, chicken, and sliced sausage with one ranch for pickup.
And that was the carryout, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if that, maybe that one will pull through because it's a carryout.
Okay.
All right, I'm actually not able to see that one either. Now, were these orders placed within your store or from our website?
Let me see. That was online.
Online? Were they both online?
The first one was in-store, the second one was online.
Okay, so the first one was in-store, second one was online.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me try just one more, and if I can't pull this third one up, then I'll just have to contact, send a ticket to IT and just let them know.
Okay, do you want me to try something from, like, farther back in time?
Well, most recent ones are okay. It looks like we haven't been receiving any of the orders. Looks like for about the last 4 hours or so. So it looks
okay.
Like this just started recently.
All right, so another order is going to be for Michael. And then their phone number is...
Okay.
And it was for delivery.
Okay. And what
and
was
they
the
got,
time on that one?
This was 7:19.
Okay. And what did they order?
They got a medium hand toss, pepperoni, sausage, bacon, extra cheese... And another medium hand toss with chicken, buffalo sauce, and extra cheese.
He said chicken and extra cheese?
And buffalo sauce.
Okay, let me try that one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not actually able to find that one either, so this definitely seems to be something going on our end. But the important thing is that at the store level, you're able to receive and take orders okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
so is there anything that you need us to do?
Not at this time. I'll just send this over to IT. It looks like this issue is more on our end versus your end, so we shouldn't need anything from you. However, if you notice any network downtime or any trouble start with your network in the store, then just make sure you call to submit a ticket to the help desk so we can look into that. But it looks like this is isolated to our side. But we'll have IT call you if we need anything. But we should be able
okay.
to resolve this without further help. But thanks for your assistance.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael. This is Dave. I'm calling from Domino's. It looks like you ordered a pizza a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually calling because we have a little bit of a situation here.
What is it?
Well, one of our employees, Chad, he's a little bit of an oddball, I guess you could say. He always insists on bringing his pet goldfish to work for reasons that none of the rest of the staff can seem to understand. Anyway, needless to say, Flipper did his last flip today and is no longer with us. And because
uh-huh.
of health codes, we, of course, told Chad you can't, flush Flipper down the toilet. He's a goldfish. And so Chad decided to have his funeral for the Flipper by putting him on your pizza. We're going to let Chad go because of this, of course, because that's not okay. But your pizza was already put into the oven, and we just wanted to find out, did you already receive your pizza, or are you still waiting for it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And are you allergic to goldfish?
Goldfish?
Yes, like the goldfish, like the pet fish.
I don't know if I'm allergic to goldfish.
Okay, because they're ended up, just found out about this. Chad's, of course, very upset, because he just lost his pet. And turns out the goldfish was made it into your pizza. And if you've already eaten the pizza, you've probably ate the goldfish. So I was hoping I could catch you before you ate it, so maybe I could prevent that. But seeing as you probably have already consumed the fish,
yeah.
I just need to make sure that there's no, you don't have any allergies to goldfish.
No, we did not eat it.
Okay. So you've received the pizza, but you haven't eaten it yet, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Do you want to bring that back to the store and we can make a new one without a fish on it, of course? Of course, no charge. We'll refund you for the previous one.
Right,
I know.
Hold on. One second. Apparently, someone put goldfish in our pizza.
What?
Apparently.
A goldfish?
Yeah.
Like
and,
a pet?
Yeah, like a pet. And he wants to know if I want to bring it back and get a free one, remade.
Yeah.
No charge.
Yeah, because,
yeah.
That's not what you ordered.
Yeah, I didn't order goldfish.
Domino's is around the fucking corner. How do you not know where Domino's is?
Because I've never seen Domino's.
Donnie
Jones.
Like
right there?
You ever took the Jones bus?
I have.
How do you not see Domino's? Yeah, okay.
Okay, we're back.
Okay. So did you want us to remake the pizza and make a new one for you? And, of course, we'll comp your previous one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, and again, I am sorry about this. I know this is probably one of the weirdest things that's happened to you, and it's certainly one of the weirdest things that's ever happened here at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Chad's, he's a bit of an oddball. I mean, he's not quite right in the head. Who brings their goldfish to work every day? We can't figure that one out.
Okay.
So I apologize that you were the unfortunate recipient of a goldfish pizza. And Chad's actually standing right next to me, and he's odd. And I know this is kind of going to sound ridiculous, but if you would humor me just so he'll leave me alone, would you say a prayer for Flipper? I know this is ridiculous, but just to get him to leave me alone. would you say a prayer with me for Flipper? He passed away.
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to start or should I?
Oh wait, hold on. You go ahead. I don't need to say prayer. I would just be here.
Okay. Can you say it with me though? Just to humor Chaz, so he'll leave me alone. He's been bugging me all night. He's irritating me.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we'll just say it together then. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
We'd like to lift up Flipper in prayer this evening for his unfortunate accident.
I actually didn't catch that.
We'd like to lift up Flipper in prayer this evening for his unfortunate accident.
Flipper in prayer for his unfortunate accident.
And bless Chad on finding his new career since he is no longer going to be employed by Domino's.
Bless Chad?
Chad.
In something? I forget.
Amen.
Okay, hold on. Amen. 1 second.
Okay. Okay, Chad is satisfied. He's left me alone.
We can't be serious about all this.
I know. It's been a weird day for me, too.
Nah,
I know. I never thought that I would be calling a customer to inform them that there is a goldfish on their pizza. And I never thought that I would have one of my employees sitting next to me insisting that I ask a customer to pray over a goldfish. It's been a weird day, and I'm for everybody. We will get your pizza taken care of. And Chad left me alone finally. That he was satisfied that, and I apologize for that. We'll be giving you a gift card that you can use. We'll put $50 on a gift card. And we'll give that to you with your new pizza. So if you just want to bring your old pizza back, give us about maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll have a new one ready for you.
All right. So you're going to start cooking it now?
Yep, we'll start making it now. So if
I'll be over there.
Yeah, we'll start making it now. So give us about 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll have it ready for you.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks so much. And, I apologize for this. It's been a weird day.
All right. Okay.
All right, well, have a good evening.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. The snack that smiles
back. Goldfish. Before I turn this next call over to Operator Evans, let's observe a brief moment of silence in memory of Flipper.
Hello.
Hey, is this Louise?
Hello?
Hey, is this Louise?
Yes.
This is Bob calling from Domino's.
Yeah.
I was wondering, have you received a pizza yet?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you, but we have a little problem with your pizza here.
Pardon me?
We had a problem with your pizza.
You got a problem?
Oh no, we had a problem with the pizza with one of my employees.
What's wrong with it?
Well, one of my employees, Chad. He accidentally cooked pizza in a bedpan.
What?
Yes, I'm sorry. He's also a nurse, and he's really stupid. So he brought his bedpan in from the hospital. He cooked a pizza in it. I'm so sorry.
Are you serious? Or are you playing with me?
No, I'm serious. I'm so sorry, but he's fired because we can't have this happening. It's a health concern.
Well, then you need to give me my money back.
I'm sorry, we can't do that because we have a no refund policy.
Oh no, you gonna have a refund policy when I call my attorney tomorrow.
Well, we can give you a free coupon for a free pizza.
No, somebody else might cook it in the bedpan.
Oh, no, he's fired, so he's no longer welcome here. Would you like
so
to talk
you
to my
deliver the next
Would you like to talk to my supervisor about this? Because he's higher up than I am.
Let me talk to him.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Here. Are you eating that pizza? Don't eat
no more. Hello, this is Dave. I'm at Domino's.
Yes.
What's going on today? One of my associates just handed me the phone.
He just told me that one of your employees cooked the pizza that I just ordered in his bedpan.
That was your pizza, wasn't it? Yeah, we've let Chad go. He's one of our honestly, he's not quite
and
right.
And we
in
just
the head.
Ate some of it. No wonder I feel sick. I'm already in a wheelchair and sick. I don't need nothing like this.
All right. Well, we gotta replace your pizza because we didn't catch that until it had already been out the door. And
how did he do that? Don't somebody watch them when they cook it? And I mean, isn't there other people around?
I do. We've been swamped tonight with orders, and I did not have a chance to babysit Chad. We've had problems with him before, and this is the last one. We've had to let him go. So I can definitely replace that pizza for you free of charge. I can start making a new one right now and have it ready in the next maybe 15 or 20 minutes or so. Of course, we'll refund you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you want us to just make the same one? It looks like you had
a
medium double pepperoni pan pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, and of course we'll make it in an actual pizza pan. Chad's already gone home. He's not with the company anymore. Did you want just one pizza, or did you want us to give you an extra one, too, for your
you
trouble?
You can give me an extra one, too.
Okay, so do you want them both with the same toppings?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have two medium pan pizzas with double pepperoni. We'll start getting those in the oven now.
I appreciate it.
Right.
Hey, Bob, can you start working on those pizzas? I need two medium pan double pepperoni.
Thank you.
Okay,
get right on it.
Bedpan pizzas. All right, it's going to be hard to top that one, but let's give it a try anyway. So this next call will be calling Kenneth, and Kenneth unfortunately just received a pizza that has raccoon sausage. Let's see how he takes the news.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kenneth?
Who's calling?
This is Dave. I'm calling from Domino's. You ordered a pizza for carryout earlier today.
Yes.
And I was actually just calling. We had a little bit of a situation with your pizza. One of our employees, Chad, we're in the process of filing the paperwork to fire him now because this is just completely unacceptable. He just moved here from Alabama, so he's a little bit southern, shall we say. But he, I guess, on his way to work this morning, I did not realize it, but he apparently ran over a raccoon on the road. And he had the great idea to make sausage out of the roadkill raccoon. Obviously, we know that...
Out of the what?
He made sausage out of his roadkill raccoon that he hit with his pickup truck on the way to work today. He's not quite right in the head. We've had some issues with him before. He's about to be let go. But I know you had ordered a large hand-tossed pepperoni pizza, and you had sausage. And apparently, Chad used his homemade roadkill sausage instead of our Domino's-approved sausage on your pizza today.
What the fuck?
I know. You haven't eaten that pizza yet, have you?
No, we ate already.
Okay, so you consumed the pizza then at this point?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was going to see if maybe you hadn't. Maybe I can catch you in time so we could exchange that. Looks like I'm a little bit too late, though. I can still make you a fresh pizza if you'd like us to.
No.
All right. Now, I just wanted to make sure you didn't have any food allergies to raccoons. I mean, if anybody even knows that. I mean, that's who eats raccoons. I mean, I guess things are a little different in Alabama where Chad's from than they are here, but because normal people don't even.
I mean, I'm from Texas. I'm from the South, and I mean we're pretty normal, bro. I've never heard about anybody from the South eating raccoons, bro. I mean, there's no stereotype here, but either way, that's like what.
This is new to me too, believe me. So we can definitely, if you've already eaten the pizza and you don't wish to have a new one tonight, which I completely understand why, I can definitely refund it if you wanted to come in the store. I can give you a refund, or I can also, if you still would like to, I can give you a gift card to compensate you for this.
I mean, I paid with the card. Would the refund need to be on the card?
Yeah, however you paid for it. I mean, I wasn't personally the one who rang you up, so if you paid with a card, we'll put it back on your card, or if you paid with cash, we'll, however you paid, we'll put it back on your original method of payment. But we can only, of course, do that within the store. I can't do that over the phone for, you know, obvious reasons. Now, did you want us to give you a gift card, too? I can put $50 on a gift card, which you can use on future orders if you'd like.
I mean, yeah, that sounds good. I would just go pick it up.
You can, definitely. If you're just gonna get a refund, you can come in anytime. If you wanted us to make you a replacement pizza as well, of course, free of charge on the house, then give us maybe about 15 or 20 minutes, and then we can get a new one started.
I mean, can I save getting the pizza for like a different time? I mean, even
of
though
course.
I mean, it was, I'm still full. I mean, I ate.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can definitely do that. What I'll do is whenever you call, as long as you call from the same phone number, we have, you know, records of previous order history because, you know, in case you ever
right.
wanted to reorder the same thing. What I'll do is I will put a note on your account that we're going to issue a $50 credit towards your account, and I'll also give you a gift card, too, if you want one. But that way we won't charge you for delivery or anything because when you pay with a gift card, especially if you order it online, it does ask for, you know, payment for delivery, and we definitely don't want you to pay delivery. So I'm going to put a coupon code in here that will be for free delivery. So next time you call, if you want it delivered, just tell them that I've put a note on your account with the free delivery coupon. Or, of course, you can pick it up like you did today if you prefer carryout. So, yeah, I am sorry about that. I know this is one of the weirdest things we have ever happened here. It's been an interesting day. Actually, very interesting period since Chad started here.
Right.
But we'll definitely, you know, we'll give you a gift card. If you wanted to come in today and pick up a gift card, I can have that ready for you. Or if you'd rather pick it up another day, I can just make a note on your account for that as well.
Okay, yeah. Just go ahead and note it on the account.
Okay, so I'll make a note on the account that we are going to give a gift card. Now, because these gift cards have to be generated by a supervisor, when you come in, you may have to ask for a manager because they may not know what's going on. But I'll make
right.
notes on there so that if I don't happen to be the manager on duty at the time you come in, whoever's here will have a note on the account knowing about today's conversation.
Okay.
And just to be sure, are you feeling all right? I mean, you just ate a raccoon. I'm a little concerned.
I mean, as of right now, I mean, no, I'm chilling, but I mean, man, we just ate it too, like 10 minutes, like we just stopped, like finished eating like 10 minutes ago too.
Okay,
but
well,
I mean,
definitely.
If something does happen, because my girlfriend, she is pregnant, like if something happens, like, I mean, then I'm gonna call y'all back for sure.
Yeah, definitely call us back if you notice any symptoms. Especially if she gets, you know, sick or anything or any. Nausea, definitely call us and let us know, because if that happens, I'll need to add that to the incident report.
Right. Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, if anything happens, y'all will be the first to hear about it, that's for sure. So,
okay.
But yeah, like as for putting that on notating on the account, you know, that's fine.
All
right. Well.
Yeah, I'll definitely note that. And I have to ask, because I'm honestly curious now. What does a raccoon taste like? I can't imagine it being very appetizing.
I mean, one, it was like, when I ordered Italian sausage, I didn't even think it was going to be like that type of sausage. So it was already a different type of sausage than what I normally get. So like, that was, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't just taste like sausage, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, that's interesting. At least
I could. I mean, I couldn't really. I mean, yeah, I wasn't like, oh, damn, this tastes different, and nothing tastes like the pizza still.
All right. Well, I will make a note on the account, and I, again, I'm sorry about the mix-up, and I can assure you that Chad is no longer with the company. He's on his way out the door right now.
How did y'all find out?
Chad is one of those weird ones, and I overheard him talking with one of our other employees here, saying how he had made sausage out of a raccoon that he hit with his truck this morning, and I'm like, you can't do that. The only ingredients we're allowed to use on pizzas are the ones supplied.
What?
The,
I mean, that's not even what we normally eat over here. Like,
I know, and I tried to explain to him we can only use Domino's approved toppings. We can't bring in homemade toppings.
Is he homeless?
Regardless of what it is.
Is he homeless?
I'm really not sure. I know he's only been here for maybe about a week or two. I assume he must have some money. I mean, he's got a huge pickup truck. I don't go to my employees' houses, so I don't know where they live. I mean,
that's
hold on.
I'm like flabbergasted right now.
I know. I'm at a loss for words too. Hey, Chad, leave the phone alone. I'm on the phone with the customer. I'm sorry, Chad just tried to grab the phone from me. It's been one of those days.
Am I the only one?
Oh, I hope so. I haven't heard about anything else. I hope that this is the only. You're the only one that I'm aware of. We're gonna do an investigation and make sure that that is the case. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean. I will happily go down there if I need to go down there.
All right.
So just let me know.
Okay. Hold on. Oh. All right, just a moment. All right. What is it, Chad? Chad, just go home.
No.
Chad, give me the phone. Give me the phone back, Chad.
No, let me talk to him. Hello, Mr. Chad.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Chad. What you want?
I want to talk to you.
Was that raccoon sausage any good? Because it was fresh and homemade by me.
I don't eat no raccoon, bro. What's wrong with you?
Man, back where I come from, raccoon is the bomb, man.
Well, back where I come from, we don't eat raccoons, bro.
Moonshine, some raccoons, some good.
Well, I ain't no country. I'm from Texas, and we're from Texas. We don't, bro. Like, why did you even talk to me, bro? Why are you even talking to me, bro? Why are you talking to me, bro? Please hand the phone back to the customer. I don't want to talk to you, bro. If I talk to you, and if I keep talking to you, bro, bad things are gonna come, bro.
Shut the fuck up, like. What the
just
fuck
give
is going on?
Give the phone back to the manager.
All right, have it your way, whatever.
Bro, like, do you understand how my girlfriend is pregnant? My girlfriend is pregnant, bro. If something happens, if something. Like I said, give the phone back to the manager, bro, before I pop off.
Just one thing, I ain't black.
Shut up. I'll tell you later. Shut the up. I'm going to tell you later. Give the phone back to the manager, bro.
No, I'm just talking to me now.
Nah, I'm going to talk to the manager, bro.
Man, I'm 6 feet, 5 inches tall. So you want to come down here and talk to me?
Boy, fucking Smith & Wesson. I don't even know how big it is, bro. You bleed just like me. I ain't scared of you. Give the phone back. Give the phone back to the manager, bro.
All right.
You don't want this. You shut the up.
kind of pizza would you like to try?
Kangaroo pizza.
Give me a pizza with a kangaroo. Give me a pizza with a kangaroo. Give me a pizza with a kangaroo. A kangaroo?
I'll hop right to it.
I'm gonna order a pizza. I'm gonna order a pizza. I'm gonna order a pizza. I'm gonna order a pizza pie. What kind of pizza would you like to try?
Flying saucer pizza.
Give me a pizza with flying saucers. Give me a pizza with flying saucers. Give me a pizza with flying saucers? Flying saucers?
It's out of this world.
I'm gonna order a pizza. If you want, you can have a bite.
Say thanks a lot, that'll be alright.
We gotta have a pizza that we both like. We gotta have a pizza that we can slice. What kind of pizza would you like to try?
Banana pizza!
Give me a pizza with bananas. Give me a pizza with bananas. Give me a pizza with bananas? Bananas!
It's a pizza with a peel.
I'm gonna order a pizza. I'm gonna order a pizza. I'm gonna order a pizza. I'm gonna order a pizza pie. What kind of pizza would you like to try?
Give me a pizza with everything on it.
Everything?
Uh-huh.
Give me a pizza with everything on it. Give me a pizza with everything on it. Give me a pizza with everything on it. Everything? You want it with a chicken wing? Oh, now let me think. How about the kitchen sink? Or a refrigerator with an elevator? See you later! A crocodile? Oh, or maybe an alligator? A waiter! A Ferris wheel? A fishing reel? A television set?
Pizza.
Oh, or better yet, a butterfly net! How about a dog named Spot? Oh, I think
pizza.
You better not. Oh, and I forgot! A horse with a saddle? A ping pong
pizza.
Paddle? Some sandy candy from my cousin Andy? A block of granite? The entire planet!
He just told me that one of your employees cooked the pizza that I just ordered in his bedpan.